Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we are continuing in a series we started, I think, about 2 months ago or so. And we're going to be looking at three more musicals that were done in concert versions. And I think where the first show we had most of them being done as benefits for something, I believe this time only one of the three was done as a benefit. The other two were to kind of correct a few things, and we'll talk about that along the way.
Well, the first one is Dream Girls in Concert, and this was a live performance from September 24th, 2001, and it was to benefit the Actors Fund. And I don't think any producer could afford to put this cast together for a long run on Broadway, and it's nice to have all these people doing roles that they probably don't usually do, and some celebrities even took on roles that were considered small or unimportant just so that they could be part of this benefit. Now, Dream Girls has book and lyrics by Tom Ion and music by Henry Krieger, and we're going to be having four selections from this wonderful 2-CD recording. And it's about a singing group and the relationships of the people in that group with each other and with others, and how a career is made in show business these days. The first song we've selected is called Family, and the performers, a starry bunch indeed, are Lilias White, Darius DeHaas, Heather Headley, Billy Porter, Norm Lewis, and Audra McDonald.
What about what I need?
Katie says it's the best thing for the group.
What's best for me?
He feels the dreams can cross over.
What about how I feel?
But when we're famous, I'll write great things for you. Effie, do it for me.
What about me?
It's more than you. It is more than me. No matter what we are a family. This dream is for all of us. This one can be real. And you can't stop us now because of how you feel. It's more than you. It is more than me. Whatever dreams we have, they're for the family. We're not alone. Now there are others there, and that dream's big enough for all of us to share. So don't think you're not going anywhere. You're staying and taking your share, and if you get afraid again, I'll be there.
We are a family, like a giant tree, branching out towards the sky. We are a family, we are so much more than just you and I. We are a family, like a giant tree,
growing stronger, growing wiser.
Thank you.
Our first song from Dream Girls in Concert was Family. Lilias White, Darius DeHaas, Heather Headley, Billy Porter, Norm Lewis, and Audra McDonald were the performers.
We'll turn next to the title song for the show. This time it's performed by Lilias White, Heather Headley, and Audra McDonald.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's new recording stars, The Dreams.
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. Be your dream girls, boys, we'll make you happy. Yeah, yeah, we your dream girls, boys, we'll always care. We your dream girls.
This concert version of Dream Girls, you heard the first Dream Girls before they got rid of Effie. I can never remember if she's Effie or Essie. That was Lilias White. That's her character. Heather Headley joined Lilias White and Audra McDonald for Dream Girls.
In the original Broadway production of Dream Girls, the role of Effie was sung by Jennifer Holliday. And in this recording, as Michael mentioned, it's Lilias White. And she has three wonderful solos, that character of Effie. And I was sort of torn about which one of her solos we were going to use. Of course, the most famous one is called And I Am Telling You, which is in Act One, but we're going to use one from Act Two called I Am Changing. Here is Lilias White.
Look at me. Trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand, but I need you. I need you. I need a hand. Oh, I'm changing, seeing everything so clear. I'm changing, yeah. I'm gonna start right now, right here. I'm hoping to work it out, and I know that I can, but I
From Dream Girls in Concert, Lilias White sang I Am Changing. Dream Girls is the only one of the musicals today that had a screen version, and the soundtrack from the film is available in both 1 and 2 CD sets.
We're going to go to one more song from Dream Girls in Concert, and this is after they get rid of the character of Effie from the Dreams and replace her with, in this case, actress Tamara Tooney. Effie sings a song called One Night Only, and it's rising in the charts until the Dreams record it and they knock her out of the charts, which causes more problems in the family. Heather Headley, Audra McDonald, and Tamara Tooney are joined by Norm Lewis and the company for the disco version of One Night Only.
My love and my devotion. You want they want me. If nothing, this chance will be gone. I'm gonna make that film, and this will be the last tour I'll ever go on.
Miss Jones, you are incredible.
Dazzling.
Spectacular.
We're so excited about making your first film.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I won't let you make this film. There's no music.
They want me. I've made my decision. I'm making this film.
I won't let you. You are my wife. And we got a deal. We got a deal that no man's gonna steal.
I want to make this movie. Please, I'm begging you now.
I won't let these men handle you. They don't know how you're not going. You'll always have me around.
One night only, come on, come on. One night only, come on, come on. One night only, come on, come on. One night only, come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Our last song from Dreamgirls, One Night Only, the disco version, featuring Heather Headley, Audra McDonald, Tamara Tooney, and Norm Lewis and the Company.
We're going to move to Follies in Concert, which was recorded live at Avery Fisher Hall in New York on September 6th and 7th in 1985. And this recording was made so that the full score of the musical could be available. When Follies was a Broadway musical, it was issued on a single CD, and that was roughly about two-thirds of the score. This recording remedies that lack by doing all of the music that Sondheim wrote for the show. One of the songs that has had a life outside of Follies is Broadway Baby, and it's been sung by children, teenagers, women and older women, and now we have in this recording one of the older women, and I think the song sounds right when an older woman, someone who has had the bruises of a career, sings this song. In this case, it's Elaine Stritch.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee. All twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday maybe all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in our show. Hey, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. Paint and a fall spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving at a 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating in a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, at my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair, still I'll stick a till on a bill all over Times Square. Someday, maybe, if I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff, working for a nice man like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big Broadway
from the 1985 recording of Follies in Concert, Elaine Stritch sang Broadway Baby.
The only problem with this is that it isn't the original score that Sondheim wrote, because they augmented things, they changed some of the dance music, lines were changed. So unfortunately, there still is no complete recording of that original Follies. And this was a bit of a reunion in a way, if you think about it, because we had people from Anyone Can Whistle, because Lee Remick was in this, and Sunday in the Park with George. So you had a group of different people coming together for this all-star version of Follies. There are several love stories going on. One of them is misplaced, and that's between two characters played by Barbara Cook and George Hearn. They meet each other at this reunion and sing Too Many Mornings.
Many mornings, waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings, dreaming of my girl. All that time wasted, merely passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings, wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning, turning into days. All the days that I thought would never end. Another day to spend. All those times I looked up to see Sally standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms. We
kiss me, man, I think I'm gonna die.
What I'd wear tonight, and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember? How I'd remind you, you remember, and my fears were wrong. Was it ever real? Did I? Did we ever feel so happy then?
It was always real.
I should have warned thee.
And I've always loved you this
much. I warned thee the last time.
We could always be.
The time I was happy.
From Follies in Concert, Barbara Cook and George Hearn sang Too Many Mornings. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Musicals in Concert Part 2 on The Dress Circle.
In Act 2 of Follies, each one of the major characters has a section describing love, and the section is called Loveland. The character of Phyllis in Loveland originally had this song to sing, which was changed for the London production, but here's the original. Lee Remick and the chorus present The Saga of Lucy and Jesse.
Here's a little story that should make you cry about two unhappy dames. Let us call them Lucy X and Jesse Y, which are not their real names. Now, Lucy has the purity along with the unsurety that comes with being only 21. Jesse has maturity and plenty of security. Whatever you can do with them, she's done. Given their advantages, you may ask why the two ladies have such grief. This is my belief. In brief, Lucy is juicy but terribly drab. Jesse is dressy but cold as a slab. Lucy wants to be dressy, Jesse wants to be juicy. Lucy wants to be Jesse, and Jesse, Lucy, you see, Jesse is racy but hard as a rock. Lucy is lacy but dull as a smock. Jesse wants to be lacy, Lucy wants to be Jesse. That's the sorrowful pricey, very messy.
Poor sad souls, itching to be switching roles. Lucy wants to do what Jesse does. Jesse wants to be what Lucy was.
Saga of Lucy and Jesse was presented by Lee Remick and the Chorus.
The four main Loveland turns are basically vaudeville turns about the lives of the four main characters. And Ben, Phyllis's husband, basically had a musical nervous breakdown on stage. That was lost, unfortunately, because it's a much stronger number than the one that replaced it. And here is that. George Hearn with Live, Love, Laugh from the original version of Follies.
That's the time to smile.
Oh.
Learn how to laugh, learn how to love, learn how to live. That's my style when the rent is owing.
Yes.
What's the use of tears?
Oh.
I'd rather laugh, I'd rather love, I'd rather live. In arrears, some fellas sweat to get to be millionaires. Some have a sport the devotees of. Some like to be the champs at saving postage stamps. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to love. Some like to sink and think in their easy chairs of all the things they've risen above. Some like to be profound by reading Proust and Pound. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to love. Success is swell and success is sweet, but every hide has a drop. The less achievement, the less defeat. What's the point of shoving your way to the top? Live and laugh and love and you're never a flop. So when the walls are crumbling,
yes,
don't give up the ship.
No.
Learn how to laugh, learn how to love, learn how to live. That's my tip when I hear the rumbling.
Yes.
Do I lose my grip?
No.
I have to laugh, I have to love, I have to live. That's my trip.
When the wind's blowing,
from shooting off cablegrams or buzzing bells to summon the staff. Some climbers get their kicks from social politics. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to love. Some break their asses passing their bar exams. Lay out their lives like lines on a graph. One day they're diplomats. Well, bully and congrats. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to love. Me, I like me. Love me. I don't love me. I don't need her. I don't need anybody. Not anymore. It's too late for me.
Success is perfect. Success is free.
She claims she loves me, but it's the money. She loves what it can buy. That's what she wants. She doesn't want me. How could she? She'll never take me back. Why should she? What the hell have I got? Villain!
Our third musical is Let Him Eat Cake, and it was done in concert in 1987 at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. We're going to start with the overture, and it's, of course, by George Gershwin. The Orchestra of St. Luke's is conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas.
Thank you.
Even though Let 'Em Eat Cake was a major flop, there was a song that was a hit from the score. Well, you figure that would be the case with the Gershwins. The title is Mine, and from this recording you'll hear Maureen McGovern, Larry Kurt, and the chorus.
Mine, love is mine, whether it rain or storm or shine.
Mine, you are mine, never another valentine.
And I am yours, tell me that I'm yours, show me that smile my heart.
Let 'Em Eat Cake was a political satire and a sequel to Of Thee I Sing. The Act One finale contains these two songs, Mothers of the Nation and the title song Let 'Em Eat Cake. You'll hear George Dvorsky, Maureen McGovern, Jack Gilford, Larry Kurt, and the company from the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Thank you. bachelor. His father was a bachelor. His father was a bachelor.
His great, 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 great grandfather was a bachelor in the
town. The family tree, sir. A genealogy, sir. A president, Tweedledee, sir. Does not interest me.
Or me. Or me. Or me. Or me.
Something we're worried about. There's something we're worried about. Before we go ahead with the show, there's something we'd like to find out.
There's something we've got to discuss. There's something we've got to discuss. The man we name gets fortune and fame, but what is there in it for us? Yes, what is there in it for us?
The question's a fair one, I say, and I offer $1 a day. $1 a day, which I may not pay. Still, the offer's $1 a day.
$1 a day isn't bad. $1 a day isn't bad. $1 a day, he may never pay. Still, $1 a day isn't bad.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what I'll do. Boys, I'm not going to offer you $1 a day. I'm going to offer you something that you earned and are entitled to. If it hadn't been for you, there wouldn't have been any war. Right?
Right.
Right. And if there hadn't been any war, there wouldn't be any war debts. Right.
Right.
Right. Then who's entitled to the war debts? You are. Make me dictator and the war debts are yours.
Hey!
If we collect them.
Hey!
Arrest that man.
If my voice had held out, this never would have happened.
None of your alibis. You're under arrest.
Hooray!
Congratulations.
Hooray!
Thanks. You helped a lot.
Hooray!
Well, goodbye.
Good luck.
Down with Wintergreen, the tyrant.
He's no tyrant.
He's the man against whom I ran.
John P. Tweedledee, you are now deposed as President of the United States, and we hereby establish a dictatorship of the proletariat.
Wait a minute. What's the proletariat?
The pro... Mary, what's the proletariat?
What's the proletariat?
What's the proletariat?
What's the proletariat? What's the proletariat? We're the proletariat. We're the proletariat. And you're the proletariat. You're the proletariat. We're all the proletariat. All the proletariat.
Have a break. From now on, you'll be eating cake.
We always wanted cake. At last, we get the break.
I'm asking payment on an ancient debt, as promised by Marie Antoinette.
Comrades, it is clear the millennium is here.
Let him eat cake. The land of freedom is free once more. Cake. Let there be sunshine from shore to shore. Now's the time to be waking. Come on, let's start. Now's the time to be taking your part. Let them eat cake. Good times are coming. The skies are clear. Let it be known the whole world over.
Taking your
Well, that's it for us and this look at some more of the concert musicals, and we hope you'll join us next week when we'll be presenting the first of two shows based on the music of George Gershwin, because it is, what is it, the
70th anniversary of his death in Hollywood.
So if you like the music of Gershwin, join us for the next two shows. So until next week, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.